Developer Jeff Fuquay has plans for 20 acres in Buckhead. The land is connected to Lindbergh Drive and Piedmont Road. It's there, Fuquay says, he wants to build a Walmart, multifamily units, and a park. Fuquay has had his eyes on the land for years now.
The economy's been pretty rough, and just now it's picked up enough to that we thought we could probably pull the development off, and we can.
Fuquay has some challenges. Right now, city law says that land must be used for high-density residential projects. He needs city council to rezone the land for mixed use. He also needs to prove his project is transit-oriented.
It's actually 800 feet from the MARTA station, and we hope to get a signal on Piedmont that ties us right through Lindbergh station into the MARTA station.
However, nearby resident Andrea Bennett told city council members location doesn't necessarily mean the project is transit-oriented. Bennett says the project's parking lot is 7 acres in size.
It is clearly not transit-oriented. It's clearly car-oriented.
Fuquay says about 80% of the parking would be in an underground deck. Bennett and more than 20 unhappy residents who live near the proposed Walmart lobbied city council members Tuesday. Their presence helped sway Councilman Alex Wan.
I don't believe we should change the plan to fit one particular project, applicant, developer, unless there is a compelling reason the neighborhoods are all behind it and it is all part of a consistent vision going forward.
Residents' fears include traffic and redundancy with a nearby Target and Home Depot. Resident Floyd Taylor is not a fan.
Be careful of Walmart. Be careful of a super Walmart. Put in Google News how often Walmarts are in the news about crime-related issues.
Buckhead may be mixed, but Councilwoman Joy Shepherd says her South Atlanta district has no problem with Walmart's prices and jobs.
I mean, I will be honest with you. In my community, people ask for Walmarts every day.
Once built, planners estimate the Buckhead Walmart will generate 600 jobs. Two council committees have approved the plan. A final city council vote could come on Monday. Charles Edwards, WABE News.